15th of August, the Assumption, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who is she ascend so high, next the heavenly King, round about whom angels fly, and her praises sing? Who is she adorned with light, makes the sun her robe, at whose feet the Queen of Night lays her changing globe? This is she in whom pure womb heaven's prince remained, therefore in no earthly tomb can she be contained. Heaven she was that held that fire whence the world took light, and to heaven doth now aspire flames with flames to unite. She that did so clearly shine when our day begun, see how bright her beams decline, now she sits with the sun. When Christ ascended into heaven, he prepared there an immortal place for his most chaste mother. Alleluia. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed both now and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When Christ ascended into heaven, he prepared there an immortal place for his most chaste mother. Alleluia. The gates of paradise were closed to all men because of Eve, but they have been opened again through the Virgin Mary. Alleluia. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you, he established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The gates of paradise were closed to all men because of Eve, but they have been opened again through the Virgin Mary. Alleluia. The Virgin Mary has been exalted high above the heavens. Come, let us all glorify Christ the King, whose kingdom has no end. A Canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as the plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Virgin Mary has been exalted high above the heavens. Come, let us all glorify Christ the King, whose kingdom has no end. A reading from Romans 8. Those whom God predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. Responsory. Mary has been assumed into heaven, the angels rejoice. Mary has been assumed into heaven, the angels rejoice. They sing for joy and praise the Lord. Mary has been assumed into heaven, the angels rejoice. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Mary has been assumed into heaven, the angels rejoice. Behold, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us praise God the Father, who chose Mary as the mother of his Son, and wanted all generations to call her blessed. With confidence we pray, may the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Father, you did great things for the Virgin Mary and brought her body and soul to the glory of heaven. Fill the hearts of your children with the hope of Christ's glory. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Through the prayers of Mary our Mother, heal the sick, comfort the sorrowful, pardon sinners, grant peace and salvation to all. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You favoured Mary with the fullness of grace. Bestow on all people your overflowing blessings. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. May your church be united heart and soul, held fast in love, and may your faithful be joined in continuous prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Father, you exalted the Virgin Mary and crowned her Queen of Heaven. May the dead enter your kingdom and rejoice with your saints forever. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, you crowned the Blessed Virgin Mary on the day of her Assumption with a glory beyond compare. You had looked on her lowliness and had made her Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Grant that by her prayers we may be saved by the mystery of your redemption and share with her in the glory of your eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.